So Red Eye viewer Beth Navarra wrote to me yesterday saying, God, did I ever hate your show when it first came out. But it's like smoking. It makes you sick at first, but then you're hooked. You are my cigarette. Well, thanks, Beth. And can I say to you that you are my cigarette, too? In fact, all Red Eye viewers are my cigarettes, for they offer me a measure of pleasure in a sometimes difficult world. And they give me cancer. But I'm especially touched because Beth wrote to me now on our two-year anniversary. True, it's been 2 years since Red Eye aired its first crappy episode. And it was crappy. See, when Red Eye started, Beth was right to hate it because despite its hidden charms, it was a horror show. Andy, Bill, and myself had no idea what we were doing. I came from publishing, and I'd hired Bill simply because he had photos of me. Worse, I found Andy through comments he left on my blogs. I mean, you have to admit, that's kind of stupid. But even though we were incompetent and scared, we showed up every day and did the job. We listened and we learned, screwed up and succeeded. But thanks to people like Beth, who gave the show a second chance, Red Eye was able to grow like a deadly toe fungus, offering you the kind of unbridled truth disguised as silly pleasure that you only find in prison. But as simple as that concept sounds, Red Eye is tough to describe. It's intentionally stupid, but secretly smart. A strategy designed to confuse bitter liberals, media hacks, and angry activists. We gauge our success on turning groups into sputtering messes, whether it be GLAAD, Media Matters, or other armpit-sniffing blogs. I call this strategy the Dean Wormer Effect, named after the hapless dude from Animal House. For so long in movies and TV, non-libs were always portrayed as stiff, joyless types like Dean Wormer. The stereotype went unquestioned, but it was totally dishonest. My goal at Red Eye was to reverse it and to turn the so-called edgy lefties into Dean Wormers, because that's really what they are, PC crybabies determined to stamp out all of the fun in the world. In short, jackasses. And it worked. As we close in on our 500th show, we now have more viewers than ever and an awesome arsenal of great guests. The show continues to expand, and thanks to the folks at Fox News, it's our hope that we continue to grow. If anything, just to keep Bill off the streets and me off the meth. But just remember, like Beth says, becoming a Red Eye fan takes three stages. First, revulsion, then confusion, finally, obsession. Note, there is a fourth stage, which involves fans sending me nude pictures, but I'll go into that aspect at a later date. And if you disagree with me, then you, sir, are worse than Hitler.